When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
DC changes the Penguin's name. Kevin Feige pays tribute to John Cassaday. Top Shelf to release It Rhymes with Decay. This is Comic Book Club News for October 31st, 2024. One of the more controversial moves HBO's The Penguin has made so far, naming the main character Oswald Cobb instead of Oswald Cobblepot. And in this week's issue of DC Comics The Penguin Special No. 1, they change his comic book name to Oswald Cobb as well, at least for one story. In the brand new story written by Jeremy Adams with art by Howard Porter, titled Mr. Cobb, Oswald visits the mother of his children, who he killed in Tom King and Rafael de la Torre's The Penguin series. If you're wondering about the Mr. Cobb thing, it's clearly so nobody can track his ex being held hostage and drugged per Oz's orders. So chances are this is an alias he's using, rather than a permanent name change for the comics. Likely, this is Adams finding a way to appeal to new fans from the HBO series without alienating the diehards. Regardless, Oswald Cobblepot is now Oswald Cobb in the comics too, at least for a few pages. On September 9, iconic comic book artist John Cassaday suddenly passed away at age 52. While the comic book industry continues to mourn the legendary artist, this week's Marvel Comics feature a special tribute to Cassaday, with Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige and others weighing in, alongside art from various Marvel titles like Star Wars, Astonishing X-Men, Union Jack, and Captain America, are three quotes from Feige, Dan Buckley, and C.B. Cebulski, as well as the note, Penciler, Inker, artist, friend. Says Feige, quote, John's art made the most fantastical situations feel grounded and real. His work had a uniquely cinematic quality to it, and we strive to bring to the screen what he masterfully accomplished on the page. Characters that, even as they're pulled into extraordinary situations, still seem human and believable. He was a wonderful artist and storyteller, collaborator, and friend to so many of our people here at Marvel. While Cassaday never worked directly on a Marvel Studios production, as Feige mentions, his cinematic look clearly influenced the look and feel of the MCU. It's nice to have Feige weigh in on Cassaday and his legacy, despite the lack of direct connection. You can check out the tribute running in Marvel Comics this week. The team behind the best-selling They Called Us Enemy is reuniting for a new Top Shelf graphic novel, It Rhymes with Decay. The new graphic novel will tell the full story of George Takei's life, leading up to his decision to come out as gay at age 68, and beyond, as well as meeting the love of his life, Brad Altman. Per PR from Top Shelf, the book goes, quote, from his earliest childhood crushes and youthful experiments in the rigidly conformist 1950s, to global fame as an actor and the paralyzing fear of exposure, to the watershed moment of speaking his truth and becoming one of the most high-profile gay men on the planet, It Rhymes with Decay presents a sweeping portrait of one iconic American navigating the tides of LGBTQ plus history. The new book comes from Decay, as well as Harmony Becker, Stephen Scott, and Justin Isinger, and joining them is colorist Jose Villarubia. And in case you couldn't figure it out, the thing that rhymes with decay is gay. The book hits stores in June of 2025. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and I completely didn't theme this episode around Halloween. Isn't that spooky? Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.